At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 82. Let them think what they want to think, releasing the need to be understood. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we don't just grow. We unravel the performance. We release the need to prove, to explain, to be received a certain way just to feel safe being ourselves. Healing isn't about being palatable. It's about being whole, even when that wholeness is misunderstood. I'm Nicholas, and today's episode is for the part of you that's tired of being a mirror for everyone else's expectations. The part of you that knows you're not here to be agreeable, to be edited, to be explained into something more digestible. We all want to be understood. That's human. But somewhere along the way, that desire turns into a trap. You start scanning the room for how you're being perceived instead of actually being present in the room. And the real cost of that is not just exhaustion. It's disconnection from ourself, from your truth, from the freedom to move without explanation. This isn't about not caring. This is about reclaiming the energy we've spent trying to make sure no one misunderstands our heart. Because sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll judge you for your healing. They'll question your softness. They'll misread your silence. They'll assign motives to your choices that were never here to begin with. And if you let it, that can keep you small. It can keep you performing. It can keep you afraid to stand fully in your becoming, just in case someone might not get it. But the truth is, you don't need to be understood to be aligned. You don't need agreement to walk in truth. You don't need to manage the narrative to be worthy of peace. So today, we're talking about what it really means to detach from how you're seen and live anyway. Let them think what they want to think and let yourself become anyway. So if you're ready, let's dive in. There comes a moment in the healing journey when your truth starts to stretch beyond the version of you that people are used to. And it's a bit disorienting. Not because you're confused, but because you're becoming clear. Clarity, when you spent years making yourself digestible, can feel dangerous. You speak a little more honestly. You hold your ground a little more firmly. You start asking for what you actually want, not what will cause the least disruption. And without even trying to rebel, you start shifting the atmosphere by just being. But then the stares come. The silence. The changed energy. The people who used to laugh with you, feeling a little uncomfortable around your growth. And you start to wonder if you're doing something wrong just because you're doing something different. This is the moment where so many of us shrink. We go back to softening our tone, backpedaling our opinions, second-guessing our intuitive choices. Not because we want to be small, but because being misunderstood still triggers the version of us that once believed acceptance was the only form of safety. That younger version of us, the one who learned to read the room, to keep the peace, to manage everyone's comfort level, doesn't vanish just because we evolved. It still whispers, maybe tone it down. Maybe you're doing a little bit too much. Maybe they're right. And if we're not conscious, we'll spend our lives trying to water ourselves down so we can stay in rooms that were never built to hold our fullness. The truth is, your job is not to make your truth small enough to fit inside someone else's comfort zone. Your job is to live it, to embody it, to let your becoming be its own permission slip, not a performance piece. Because the more fully you live your truth, the more you show others it's safe to live theirs. Not everyone will get it. Not everyone has to. But those who are meant to walk with you won't need you to explain your becoming. They'll recognize it in their own. Because maybe it was never about being understood by everyone. Maybe it was about standing so firmly in your own alignment that you became a lighthouse for the ones still searching for their shore. The ones who've been quieting their voice for years, who needed to see someone choose truth anyway. So let them think what they want to think. Let them misunderstand. Let them go. You didn't come here to be explained, you came here to be expressed. There's a special kind of loneliness that comes from being misunderstood. And not in the dramatic, poetic way we sometimes romanticize, but in the quiet, aching way that makes you second-guess the very core of who you are. Especially when all you were trying to do
would show up honestly. I used to think that if I could just explain myself better, if I could find the right words, the right tone, the right context, then maybe they'd see me clearly. Then maybe they'd understand I wasn't trying to be distant or rebellious or too much. I was just trying to be me. But the truth is, you can't reason someone out of a perception they've invested in. You can't out-explain someone's projections. You can't always earn clarity in a world where most people are only listening through the noise of their own wounds. And that used to break me. I'd write long texts, I'd rehearse what to say, I'd bend myself into the most articulate, digestible version possible. Because I couldn't stand being misunderstood. It felt like death to my nervous system. To be misread, misjudged, labeled wrongly, and worse, to have no control over correcting it. But over time, I started realizing something. The more I tried to manage how I was seen, the further I drifted from how I was actually being. The more I tried to stay in people's good graces, the more I abandoned my own grace. Because I wasn't living from the center anymore. I was living from survival. I was trying to be palatable, safe, easy to love. But I wasn't being true. And that's the hidden cost of needing to be understood. You don't just lose sleep trying to fix things. You lose yourself in the process. You start to question your tone, your intention, your decisions. You walk on eggshells around people who are committed to misunderstanding you, hoping one day they'll finally get it. But what if that day never comes? What if the people you want clarity from aren't capable of giving it? What if they're not even willing? What if they like the version of you they've created in their head because it lets them avoid doing the work on themselves? That's when I had to stop. Not because I didn't care, but because caring so much was bleeding me dry. Because I realized if someone needs you to be wrong to feel right, you'll never win them over with logic. And you shouldn't have to. Let them think what they want to think. Let them believe the story that fits their narrative. Let them misunderstand you, misquote you, misjudge you. It's okay. It's painful, but it's okay. Because your life is not a courtroom. You don't need to submit evidence. You don't need to stand trial in people's opinions of you. And honestly, the more you grow, the more this will happen. You'll become someone who threatens the illusion others are trying to maintain. You'll stop apologizing for being multidimensional, emotionally fluent, and divinely complex. And people who haven't done the work will call you difficult, or fake, or too emotional, or confusing. But you're not required to twist yourself into a caption they can repost. You're not here to be bite-sized or easily understood. You're here to be real. You're here to evolve, to disrupt, to unfold. And sometimes that unfolding means leaving people in the dark. Not because you're punishing them, but because you're finally choosing to honor your own light. I don't explain much anymore. Not because I don't care what people think, but because I care more about how I feel when I'm with myself. And I feel peaceful when I'm not constantly managing optics. When I'm not trying to be impressive, just honest. Not trying to be understood, but just grounded. When I trust that the people meant for me will feel me. They won't need footnotes. They won't need translations. They'll just know. Because they've walked through that fire too. They've learned to sit with tension. They hold space for nuance. They love without needing a full explanation. And those are the people I now make room for. So if you're in a season where people don't get it, where they're making assumptions or misreading your silence or questioning your growth, let them think what they want and come home to the truth you already know. There's a moment on the path where you stop reaching outward for confirmation and you start listening inward for truth. It doesn't happen all at once. It usually starts in small, subtle ways. You say something in a room and no one gets it, and instead of over-explaining, you let the silence stand. You feel a shift in your energy, and instead of asking 5 people if it's valid, you check in with yourself and feel it. You stop needing people to say, "You're right," in order to know that you're aligned. That's the beginning of inner safety. The moment you realize validation is nice, but it's not a requirement for peace. And from there, something beautiful begins to grow. Self-trust. Because you start to notice all the times you already knew. You knew when someone's tone was off. You knew when a relationship expired. You knew when a space no longer matched your spirit. You didn't need a dramatic reason. You just felt it. And even when you doubted it or delayed the decision or waited for proof, the knowing was already there. We spend so much of our lives being taught to outsource our intuition, to seek permission, to wait until our decisions make sense to other people before we act. But some of the best decisions I've ever made didn't make sense at all at the time. Leaving jobs without a backup plan, walking away from people who hadn't done anything wrong, choosing stillness when everything around me screamed to hustle. And if I had waited for others to understand it, I'd still be stuck in a life that looked right but felt wrong. That's why detachment, true detachment, isn't cold indifference. It's radical self-loyalty. It's choosing to trust your knowing even when no one else gets it. It's choosing to walk away without burning bridges just to honor your own peace. It's choosing to stay when others say leave, or leave when others say stay. Because no one else is living in your body. No one else is waking up in your spirit. No one else has to carry the consequences of betraying your truth but you. The more I've walked this path, the less I've needed others to co-sign it. Not because I'm immune to doubt, but because I've built enough evidence to know that my inner compass works. Even when the GPS says reroute. Even when people say, I wouldn't do that. Even when it feels like I'm the only one who sees the next step. I still trust it. Because peace isn't about consensus. Peace is about congruence. And no amount of being understood will ever replace the quiet strength of knowing you didn't abandon yourself to be accepted. So if you're wrestling with doubt right now, if the world doesn't see you clearly, if you're not being mirrored back the way you hoped, pause, breathe, ask yourself, do I believe in me? Do I trust this direction? Because when the answer is yes, you can walk away from conversations unfinished. You can release the need to fix how others perceive you. You can choose stillness in the face of noise. And in that stillness, you'll find a home that doesn't shake. So let them think what they want. Let them misread your silence as confusion. Let them project stories about your journey. Your knowing doesn't require their comprehension. It requires your commitment. There's a moment in every journey where you realize growth isn't always clean. That healing isn't always a straight shot from pain to peace. Sometimes, it's both existing in the same breath. Joy and grief sitting at the same table. Hope and heartbreak living in the same body. For a long time, I thought healing meant I had to choose. That if I was really growing, I couldn't also be tired or confused or scared. I thought detachment meant I was feeling nothing. That to rise, I had to become numb. But now I know. The real detachment isn't about escaping what you feel. It's about holding both the light and the dark without flinching. Without making one wrong or the other right. This year taught me that in ways I wasn't ready for. There are moments when I felt deeply connected to purpose, grounded in clarity, and at peace with the unknown. And in the very same breath, I felt the ache of disappointment, the pull of old versions of myself that wanted to check out, the old narratives that said, if things were really aligned, it wouldn't feel like this. I used to think that those moments meant I was going backward, that I wasn't really healed. But maybe the real proof of healing is being able to stay when it's uncomfortable. Maybe it's in learning how to hold both without needing to escape either. There's a journal entry I wrote that I never really shared because it felt too in between to make sense of. I was writing about a time when everything looked fine on the outside. I was showing up, working, creating, but inside, I felt like something was unraveling. I wasn't spiraling, but I wasn't soaring either. I was just suspended. I remember writing, I want to feel good, but I also don't want to ignore the fact that I feel like something's off. I want to be here and present, but I also really want to run away. That was one of the moments I realized maybe I didn't need to pick a side. Maybe honoring both of those truths was the healing. Maybe not trying to fix it was the most loving thing I could do for myself. And this is where detachment becomes something deeper than just release. This is where it becomes presence. Because when you learn to sit with the discomfort without trying to make it prettier or easier or more convenient, we start to embody something sacred. We stop running from the human parts of us. We stop abandoning ourselves in the name of moving on. The world teaches us to move fast, to either be okay or not okay. But real growth, the kind that stretches your soul, asks you to do something more radical. It asks you to hold both, to let the grief exist without letting it define you, to let the joy in without waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's not about performing strength. It's about becoming strong enough to not need to pretend. I think about the moments when I felt the most proud of who I was becoming. And it wasn't when everything was finally working out. It was when I was in the middle of the uncertainty, still choosing to stay soft, still choosing to believe that this in-between space was special too. This is what it means to hold duality, to let the silence speak just as loudly as the clarity, to let your heart break and still keep it open, to be disappointed and still trust that something better is making its way to you. And when you live from that space, something strange happens. You stop reacting to life and start responding to it. You stop bracing for the fall and start standing in the fullness of the present. You begin to show up not just for yourself, but for everyone around you. Because when you sit with your own chaos without needing to be rescued, you become a safe place for others to do the same. I've noticed it in how people reflect back to me. The more comfortable I become with duality in myself, the more I become a mirror for those around me. People feel safer around someone who isn't trying to fix everything, who can sit in the mess with them, who isn't threatened by emotions that don't have resolutions yet. That's the beauty of this kind of detachment. It doesn't disconnect you. It makes you more human. It helps you meet others in their truth because you're no longer running from your own. So if you're in that space right now where part of you feels okay and part of you doesn't, that's not a contradiction. That's a sign of expansion. You're learning to live in a space where old stories are unraveling and new ones haven't fully landed. You're not failing. You're just making room for your wholeness. It's one thing to talk about detachment. It's another thing to live it. To walk away from the fantasy, to loosen your grip on the version of life you thought would heal you, and still choose to stay open. Detachment, when done right, doesn't leave you hollow. It actually makes you more whole. Not because you have everything figured out, but because you've stopped outsourcing your worth to how things turn out. Letting go doesn't mean you stop feeling. It means you stop needing your feelings to dictate your identity. You can feel disappointed without collapsing into shame. You can feel uncertainty without spiraling into panic. You can even feel grief without losing your center. This is what it means to be okay even when you're not okay. It's not bypassing, it's not pretending, it's learning to hold the ache and the peace at the same time. You might not be where you thought you'd be by now. The relationship didn't unfold the way you hoped. The job fell through, the car broke down, the timeline unraveled, but you didn't. And that's the power of learning to detach, because when you stop attaching your peace to the outcome, you reclaim something that no one can take from you, your presence. This is your superpower now. To stay rooted in the truth even when life feels messy. To remain open-hearted without making yourself a martyr. To believe in beauty, even while navigating chaos. To know your joy, your peace, your power. They're not circumstantial. They're foundational. And yes, there will still be some days where everything feels loud. Where the unknown weighs heavy. Where the story's trying to pull you back into old loops. But even in those moments, you'll remember. You've been here before. You made it through. And every time you chose presence over panic, you made space for something deeper to arise. So if you're in that place right now, in the middle of what's unclear, what's breaking, what's changing, know this. You don't have to force clarity. You don't have to make it make sense. You don't have to hold it all together. You just have to hold yourself. That's enough. If you need a little help tuning out the noise and coming back to your center, you can download the free Start With Why Clarity Guide on the website. It's filled with simple prompts to help you realign with what actually matters to you. And speaking of prompts, here's one for this week. What version of my life am I still trying to force? And what would it feel like if I surrendered to the season I'm actually in? My peace is not tied to how things unfold. I trust the process, even when it's quiet. I am held, I am whole, I am becoming. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.